Okay, today's daf is Kuf Tes. If I can get this thing to work while it's lying on its side. Kuf Tes for these Tzionim amongst us.
For the Oriental Jews.
Okay. I take it back, actually. Today is Kuf Yud. Today is Kuf Yud. That was yesterday, it was Kuf Tes. Kuf Yud. If you're listening on the thing, it's Kuf Yud today. Okay, so the last thing we finished with, those who didn't attend Lashua yesterday, did you learn it by yourselves? All right. So in that case, in order to get the Hemshech...
Don't do the synopsis of the whole page.
No, we'll start from Tana Rabbanan, 5 lines from the bottom. Yeah? Tana Rabbanan, we're discussing Gezel Hager is the topic, right? Gezel Hager, so a person steals something from a Ger, and he swears to him that he didn't, and then before he pays him back, so normally you swear falsely, and then you agree that you admit it. So you have to pay the principal and the fifth, the chaimish, and bring a carbon ashram. What happens if the person who you stole from dropped dead? So you would give to his yorshim. What happens if he's a ger and therefore doesn't have any yorshim? So then it goes to the koyanim. That's the rule. That's a chumash, right? Okay. So, Tana Rabbanan, that's the topic. I won't go through all the stuff we did yesterday. Tana Rabbanan, Minan, the Koyan Shabbat. So moving from there, we talk about. So, the question is related to if a Koyan is the Gazlan, yeah? So, can he say, well, since it's supposed to go to the Koyanim, and ich bin the Koyan, so why can't I just keep it? You know, I'll give it to myself. Yeah, so.
I'll give
the whole thing to myself. So, we said, you can't do that. Right? That's what we said yesterday. So we said why? It's different from Karbonis and other Matnas Kuna. But Karbon, we said that a Koyan can come, even though they had rosters, yeah, when it was their turn, 1 week at a time, 24 rosters, roster groups, yeah. And if a Koyan who wasn't supposed to be rostered on decided that he wants to bring his Karbon this week, he can go and do his own carbon in the corner there. Yeah? He doesn't have to give it over to the people who are on duty. He can do his own. That's one of the rules. That's important in the Torah, as we're going to say now. Tana Rabbanon. Minayan the Koyan Shabbat Makim Karbonis B'chol Esav B'chol Shasha Yirtza. How do I know a Koyan can come and bring his own personal Karbonis any time and any hour that he feels like? Talmud Loma Revol B'chol Avas Nafshinus and Prasha Shriftim, that he comes with all of the desire of his soul V'sheiris, and he does the work. So he can do it. He doesn't have to ask permission from the duty officers. How do I know that the avoda? So here Rashi says avoda here means the schar of the avoda. What's the schar of the avoda? The meat. Yeah, if it's one of those karbonos that can be eaten, which is basically anything except an oila. So if it's a shlomim, tiachatas, whatever. So how do I know that the meat he gets to eat as the koyin, right? Not as the owner. So he can eat. If he like a shlomim, the chaz of a sheikh goes to the koyin, and everything else goes to the owner. But he can be the owner and the koyin and eat everything. Yeah. And similarly, the skin. That's even for a carbon oil. The skin goes to the koyin who did the work, so he gets to keep the skin as well. How do I know that? Even though it's not his shift. Talmud leimar ve'ishas kadosh av lo yiyu. That each man, when he brings his own carbon, it belongs to him. And who can bring his own carbon on the koyin? So that means it belongs to him. Okay, so if he's just a normal run-of-the-mill koyin, so that's clear. What are the nuances of that? Hoketzad here is what are the nuances? What does that lead to? That im hayah balmum, let's say he was a balmum, this koyin. So he's not able to actually do the avoda because he's a balmum. Yeah, so what does he do? Noista l'koyin shabayis mishmar. So he has to give the job of doing the avoda to one of the koyanim who's on shift, yeah. But he's giving it to him al tis shliach. It's not like he's giving it to him because he's on shift and therefore gets whatever's going on. It's like I'm entitled to do my own because I'm a koyan, but because for some side reason I can't do it, I make you a shliach. You're a koyan, yeah. I make you a shliach. But then of a Rashi says here there are two girsas. When it says shaloi, that the meat and the skin belong to him, who's the him? Is it him, the koyin balmum who couldn't bring it, or is it him, the one who's doing it as a shluchas? So that's debatable. We'll see there, because it depends. So when I said that he makes him a shliach, if he's a shliach of the original guy, then the meat and the skin will belong to the original guy. If he can't make a shliach, because since he can't do it himself, therefore he can't make a shliach either, therefore the shaloi would be
the one who
actually does the work. All right. Top of the page. What happens all the way around? So what's the deal with the Baal Mum? A Baal Mum is not allowed to do the Avodah, but is allowed to eat. He's allowed to eat the meat. Yeah, he's allowed to eat it. He just can't do the. He can't do the work. So what about if he's sick or old? It's the other way around. He could potentially do the Avodah, but he can't eat. He's got stomach troubles. He's got a chvesnes shvos. Yeah. So for some reason he can't eat the meat. Is then nois to the cholkayin sheyirtza. So then. He can give it to any kohen that he wants. So not he doesn't have to give it just to whoever's on the shift, because since he could do the avodah himself, he can make a shliach. So this whoever he gives it to is acting on his personal behalf, not as a public servant. Yeah. But the meat, because he's not able to eat the meat, so the deal is if he can't do something himself, you cannot make a shliach either, since he's physically incapable of eating the meat. Therefore, he cannot make a shliach and appoint a particular koyin to eat the meat. It gets divided up amongst the people on shift in the normal manner. So that's the brayse. Freddy Gemara, hi zokin echela hechadomi. What's the deal with this old and sick guy? What exactly can he do over here? Ida matzi ovid avoido. So what did you say? You said that he can give it to whichever kohen he wants to do the avoda, but then the proceeds of that go to the people who are on shift. Is what's going on here? If he's able to do the avoda, then what would happen when a kohen does his own avoda? The meat of the skin normally belong to him. Yeah. So if he's making a shliach for his favorite kohen to do the avoda, is avedos of Eiron Amit Hebididei? Why can't the meat belong as well? The meat is the schar of the work. As if he can make a shliach to do the avoid on his behalf, that shliach should then be able to eat the meat, or the kohen himself, if he's the old guy himself, if he can, and if not, he should be able to make a shliach, his personal person, to eat the meat. The idaloi matzi avid avoida, if he's so old and sick that he couldn't have done the avoida himself, yeah, he's physically incapable of doing the avoida himself, is shliach echemashri, how can he make a shliach for something he can't do yourself? Yeah, the normal rules of shlichus are that you can make a shliach only for something that you can do yourself. As Omer of Papa, Sir Papa explained, Sheyochel lasas adei adachak. He's able to do it by really exerting himself. It's not easy for him, but he could do it if he really, really had to. Is avoda. So when it comes to the avoda, what's avoda? Shchita we know is kosher with a non-koyan, so let's leave shchita out of it. What's actually the avoda? To catch the blood, go over to Mizbeach, and pour the blood wherever it needs to go. That's the avoda, right? So, if he's an old guy, can't walk, or can't catch the blood, or whatever, if he's so disabled he can't even do that, then bad luck for him, right? But what happens if he's... It's not impossible for him to do it, it's just hard, yeah? So therefore, but if he pushes himself, he could manage. Is avoda the chiyav there the chak avoda he when it comes to the avoda that if he does it by pushing himself it's kosher, therefore mashve shliach, therefore he can make an agent to do it on his behalf, because he could have done it himself, he can make an agent. But achila, when it comes to eating, the chiyachla there the chak. So what are you telling me? He's old and sick, so really he can't eat this. But if he really pushed himself, he could force it down his throat. Yeah, it just wouldn't be convenient for him. But when it comes to eating, if you eat something where you don't feel comfortable and normal eating it, you're forcing it down your throat. Forcing food down your throat is not called eating. Achila gasahi. It's what they call in English a grobe eating. Yeah?
So you stop the gas.
Yeah, that one. Vachila gasa lav kulmu. Eating in such a way where you're not hungry and you're not able to, and you shove it down your throat and stuff your face, that is not called eating. Yeah, so therefore, yeah, that's right. And therefore, he's not allowed to eat like that, a korban. Yeah, because you have to, when the mitzvah of the kohen to eat the korban has to be to eat it in a normal fashion. To eat it in an abnormal fashion is not the mitzvah. Yeah, and therefore, it's no good. Mishum hachi, therefore, he cannot make a shliach because he can't do it himself. He can't make a shliach either, and therefore the eating part of it is belongs to the whole roster to divide up amongst themselves. Okay, so that's the old sitkoyin. What? And we talked about the balmum. So obviously the one that's left out is the tummy. What happens if the kohen's tummy? Amar Rav Sheshes. So comes Rav Sheshes and tells us, "Ima your kohen tummy." Let's say you had a kohen who was tummy. So a kohen who was tummy, we know generally speaking, he can't do the avoda, he can't eat the meat, he can't do nothing. So therefore, he just has to give it to Anshe Mishmar. He can't make a shliach either. If you can't do it yourself, you can't make an agent. So in normal case, the kohen would have to just give it to whoever's on roster, right? But what happens if it's b'korban sibur? The din is that a korban sibur can be brought betumah. Yeah, like we know the famous case is when you have the korban pesach of everyone's tamei. Yeah, but also any korban sibur, korban tamid. Let's say every kohen in the world is tamei. The hutra hutcha, one or the other, but you can do it. Yeah, so if you have the korban tamid that has to be brought every single day, or the korban musaf has to be brought on Shabbos, and every kohen in the world is tamei, so they bring it anyway, betumah, because that's the rules. But what about eating it? No, they can't eat it. They bring it, they go to the korban, but then they can't eat it.
What if this korban is the last step in his tahara process? Let's say he's a nazir, or he's a
mitzvah. So
he's a head of shemesh.
So he's a mechusa kippurim.
This is his gemar.
So the chayre he still can't do it.
He can't do avodah
because of kippurim.
No, so the moment the korban is gesprinkled, he can eat the meat. No?
Yeah, but he can't gesprinkle it in the first place. Ah, you're saying the meat he should be able
once
to...
Once the Azor is done, he's now a Tahor, the Kikoyan, he's Koshul Avodah, L'chol Advarim.
Yeah, but the eating is the schar for the Avodah, we said. So if he couldn't have done the Avodah, then the eating doesn't belong to him. Not because he can't eat it, but because it doesn't belong to him. Yeah. So Rav Sheshes says, if it's a Kohen Tomei and it's a Korban Tzibur. So the din is, by a Korban Tzibur, generally speaking, that a Kohen who's Tomei can bring it. Yeah? So therefore, says Rav Sheshes, because he could do it, even though he's Tomei, he can make an agent to do it. He can make a Shliach. And therefore, nice to the whole Kohen Tzibur, the whole Mishayir, so he can give it to whoever he wants. But the eating of it, a Kohen who's Tomei cannot eat it, even by a Korban Tzibur, and therefore he has to give it L'Anshe Mishmar, since he couldn't eat it himself, he has to give it to the people on shift. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about, this Kohen Tomei with Korban Tzibur? Hey Chedomi, how is this going on? What's the case? If there are some Kohenim who are Tohir, this guy was Tomei, and it's time to bring a Korban Tzibur. Yeah, but other Kohenim are not Tomei. Is Mimotsu Avdi? So the Tmei Mimotsu Avdi? That means a person who's Tomei, when there are Tohar people around, he cannot bring it. And therefore, he cannot make a Shliach either. So what do you mean, give it to Kol Kohen Sheyirtze? V'idah Leka Tohirim. And if there are no Kohenim who are Tohar, what do you mean, Avedosa V'Evel Anshe Mishma? What do you mean that the eating of the meat goes to the members of the roster? Hatzmeyim ninu. If everybody's Tomei, they're all Tomei, and there are no one can eat it. V'loi Matziachma, the whole thing isn't eaten. Not by him and not by anybody else. So what on earth are you talking about? It's Omar Rava, so Rava answered, Eimad lebalim mumin tohoirin shabaisa mishmar. What you have in that roster is, the only people who are tohoir in the roster are balim mumin. So the avoda they can't do, and therefore the Tomei can, so he can give it to whoever he wants.
So because Tumah Hutra B'tzibur is the Tomei the Kohen can do the Avoda.
So Tomei the Kohen can do the Avoda.
The Tohar Balmum Kohen
can eat it, yes. And therefore, he can make it. Yeah, but that's only when he has a choice. So he can't eat it. So he can't do the Avoda himself because he's Tomei. Yeah, but... Sorry, because he could have done the Avoda, since it's Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, therefore he would be able to make a Shliach to give it to whichever Kohen he wants. But when it comes to eating, the only Kohen who would be allowed to eat it are those Balei Mums over there. And therefore, he has to give it to them to eat. Yeah, he can't.
Taking worms out of the firewood.
The Balei Mums, yeah. And then they go and have steak for lunch as a reward. Okay. Amar Ravashi brings it. So we talked about a Kohen as a Balmum, we talked about a Kohen who is old and sick, we talked about a Kohen who is Tomei. Comes Ravashi, and he gets the full set. Omar Ravashi, Im Kohen Gadol Oinon. So the Grand Slam, the Kohen Gadol. So the rule is an Oinon, a person, a relative passed away. So every Kohen is not allowed to do a Avoda on the first day when his relative died. Exception is the Kohen Gadol, the chief super Kohen. He can do a Avoda even when he's an Oinon, even when his relative passed away. And then this is the first day when it's over. I think it's the first. It's Yom Echad. Yom HaMisa is Aninus. Could be. Okay. So the Kohen Gadol can be makriv as a Oinon. Is so therefore, nois to the chol Kohen Sheyirtze, he gives it because he's allowed to do the avoda himself if he wants to. Therefore, he can make a shliach and give it to every Kohen that he wants. But since he's not allowed to eat it, yeah, even if he's allowed to be makriv oinon, he's not allowed to eat it oinon. That was the whole thing with when Aaron said to Moshe, "V'chalti chatas hayoyim ayita b'nei Hashem." Right? Aaron told Moshe, even though I'm supposed to bring the korban on the day of the when not of an aviyu died, but I'm not supposed to eat it. Yeah. So
everyone has to make a declaration. V'chalti b'oyim.
Yeah. Okay. But that means even a kohen gadol. Yeah. Is that's Meiser, by the way, but anyway, but same idea. But so therefore the meat goes to the people who are rostered on. So Freddie Gemara, Mike Mashmalan, sorry Ravashi, we've been through everything. We already know. What have you taught us over here? That he can be makrivonon, but he can't eat it. We already know that. Tanina, we learned in a Mishnah, Kohen Gadol makrivonon. The Kohen Gadol can do the korban when he's an oinon, but he cannot eat it. And he's not even allowed to take a portion that he's going to eat in the night time when the aninus finishes. At the end of the day, when the aninus finishes, he's not allowed to take a chelek either. So we knew that already, Rav Ashi. What are you telling us? Answer the Gemara. We've been going on the principle that if you can do the korban yourself, you can make a shliach. So the chiddush here is that with the Kohen Gadol, you might have thought, even though the Torah said you can do it, Chas Rachmana, the Torah had Rachmanas on him and said you can do it, that's only for him himself. You might have thought the Kohen Gadol to be makrivoino, and he can't make a shliach. And what would be the logic in that? Because you can't make a shliach for something that the shliach couldn't do himself. If the shliach had been an oinon, he couldn't do it. So maybe the Kohen Gadol, who's an oinon, cannot make a shliach to do the avoda. Kamashma, so that's what Rashi is telling you, that he can. Yeah, even though the person who's making a shliach is also not allowed to be makriv oinon, but he's not an oinon, so he can do it. So therefore the Kohen Gadol can make him a shliach. Okay, Lord, end of that. Back to the Mishnah. Hagoizel es ager, someone steals something from a ger, v'nishpa lo, and he swore falsely that he didn't, and then mace, and then the ger died. So that's the standard case of gezel hager. So he has to pay. He cannot pay the ger because he's dead. He doesn't pay the yorshim, the inheritors, because there aren't any, because he's a convert. So therefore, he pays it to the koyanim. That's what it says in Chumash. The asham, and he has to bring a korban, which is called a korban asham, on mizbeach, which is brought on the mizbeach. Shneamar v'im ein lo ish goyel lahashiv asham elov. If the man has no, it says here redeemer, but in this context, redeemer means inheritor, relative. Yeah, he hasn't got a relative who's inheriting to return the stolen stuff to. It's a asham hamushav lashem lakoyin. That means that when he returns it, it goes to Hashem, and immediately he gave it to the koyin. That's why it says Lashem Lakoyin. Milvad El Kippurim, aside from the korban, the ram, for atonement, Asher Yechaper Be'olav, which he will be atoned on it. Okay, so that's clear. That's what says in Chumash. Hayamal Asher Kesem Asher Asham. Let's say he was taking the money and the Asham to Yerushalayim to give the money to the Kohen and bring the korban on Mizbeach. The mace, and the Gazlan then died. So then what happens? Is Hakesed, what happens to the money when the Gazlan died? Yinasa Labanov. His kids can keep it. His kids are not obligated to then go and give it to the Kohen. To go, certainly not the Korban Asham, but even the money, yeah, even the money, the kids do not need to go and give it to the Kohen. They can now keep the money. What happens to a Korban Asham when the owner dies? The normal thing. Yireh, it goes out to pasture. Actually, Yistoyev, till it gets a mum. The Yimacher, and then they sell it. the yipla dom of the nedava, and the money is then used for a nedava donation offering of a korban oila when there's free time in the mizbeach. What happens if he got to the point where Nosan Akestef Lanshe Mishmar? What if he already handed over the money? So the order is, first he hands over the money and says, I'm returning the stolen money, yeah? And then he brings the carbon. What happens if he handed over the stolen money, but he didn't manage yet to bring the carbon of a mace, and then the Gazlan died? Is Ein HaYorshim, so if he would have died before giving over the money, then the kids wouldn't have had to give it to the Kohen. But he's already handed it over. The kids cannot go to the Kohen and say, hey, give it back, because the father's dead. Once the Kohen's got it, the Kohen's got it. Once he gives something to the Kohen, then the Kohen keeps it, and that's it. Well, because they haven't completed the kapara anyway, so you might think it's all or nothing. Either you give the money and the carbon, or it's nothing. So that's why they might have thought they can take it back. We're going to discuss a bit more about this. So because these are more that the mishmoris. So the rosters in the Beis Hamikdash were named after the families. Yeah, there were different families of Koyanim who had their roster in certain weeks. So the first one of the year was called Yehoyariv. It was the name of a family, the family of Yehoyariv. They had the first week, and then Yedaya had the second week. So that's the example of, it's Reuven and Shimon of the, instead of the first two tribes, the first two.
And the Shimon.
That's right, Reuven and Shimon of the Mishmoris.
Jones and Smith.
So there was Yehoyariv and Yedaya. So you're supposed to give the money first and then the carbon. What happens if he rolled up on Friday and handed the money to Yehoyariv, who's on shift, but he then brings the carbon on Sunday, and the shift has changed over because they changed shifts on Shabbos, and now Yedaya's in there. Is that okay to give the money to one shift and the carbon brought by the next shift? Says the Mishnah, Yotza. Yep, that's good, kosher. What about Vicky Verki? Oshom Yehoyariv Kesef Yedaya. So here's the problem, because Yehoyariv is first. He's supposed to give the money back first and then bring the carbon. You can't bring the carbon when you haven't returned the money yet, because you're still a gadif and you got the money. Yeah, first give the money, then you can go and get atoned. You can't say forgive me, but I haven't given the money back yet. Yeah, so you're supposed to give the money first. So what happens if he did it wrong? He first brought the carbon, handed over to Yehoyariv, and said, "Here's my ram, go and do it." And then he hands the money over to Yedaya, who's the second shift. Now the Gemara is going to discuss when did he do this. But just for the moment, I'll just translate it. As im kayim ha'asham, if at the time when he gave the money to Yedaya, the animal's still there, Yehoyariv has not yet brought the carbon. The carbon, the animal's still there, they haven't got around to it yet. Is yakrivuhu b'nei Yedaya. So then the Yedaya people should do it, because they got the money, and the money is supposed to come before the carbon. So if the money was given to Yedaya, they should take the carbon away from Yehoyariv and give it to Yedaya, and they should do the carbon.
But 1 second, Yedaya brings the carbon now when it's not their shift, or they have to wait until the
money comes later? We're going to discuss, Yedaya's second, so their shift will be the second week. So it's only from Friday to Sunday, right? It's not like you're waiting too long.
Your next working day.
Next working day, yeah. V'imloy, what happens if the ram, if Yehoyariv didn't know any kunsin, and they went and brought the ram as a carbon already? Is Yachzer v'yavi yashamacha? So that, he was not Yoytzer. The carbon Ashram, he wasn't Yoitza because he had not yet returned the money, and therefore he has to bring another Ashram. Someone who brings the money before he brings the carbon Yotza. In fact, that's what's supposed to happen. Well, I suppose he can give them over at the same time, but yeah, that's the normal thing. If he brings the carbon before he gives back the stolen money, lo Yotza, so he has not been Yoitza. So he has to bring the carbon again. If he gave the money, the principal, but hasn't given yet the fifth extra, that's okay. So if he gives the principal and then brought the carbon, then it's good, even though he hasn't brought the chaymish yet. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. Asham, the pasuk uses the word asham. That asham is not referring to the carbon asham. That asham is referring to the keren, the principal. It's talking about giving it back. Yeah, you're giving it back to the TV, so it means the principal. Hamushov, when it talks about the word Hamushov, that's talking about the extra fifth that has to go to the Kohen. Oy, enoy, or you might think that it's not the money. Ela Oshram ze ayil. You might think that the Oshram refers to the carbon. The behemoth. I mean, what's the difference? We know you have to give back the money and the behemoth. So what's the difference? Which word means what? L'may nafkimina. What would be the difference? Which word means what? The nafkimina will be lafukim in the rova. Because you would be arguing with rova. The Amar Rava gezel agesher zira balayla, for example, lo yotza. Rava says if he returned it at night time, he gave it to the kohen in the night time. It's not yotza. Hechzira lachatzoyin. And if he gave it back half at a time. He stole $100, he gave him $50 today and $50 tomorrow. Lo yotza is no good. Has to do the whole thing at once.
If you stole $100, you have to give $100.
Yeah, but he has to do it all at once. My timer, why should he do it all at once? Because Osham Kaya Rahmana. Because the word Osham, according to Rava, the word Osham, because the word Osham is referring to the money, why does the Torah use the word Osham when it's talking about money? Osham usually means a carbon. Here it means the money. Why? Because the money has the same rules as the carbon. Just like a carbon cannot be at night, and a carbon, you can't bring half a carbon today and half a carbon tomorrow, so therefore the money has to be the same. Not yotze. Because the osham, because it's just like an osham, it has to be given all at once. So therefore, the word osham therefore means the money. It's not him, it's the Kohenim. You're giving it, it's almost like a carbon. It's like
the
a carbon.
He stole from his debt.
You're going to the Beis HaMikdash and you're giving money to the Kohen, who's on duty. No, I think if you hand it over 250s in one handful, it will work. Yeah, 50 today, 50 tomorrow doesn't work. You have to give back 100 again. Yeah, so that's what Osho means, and that's what Musho means. It's Geshurim, about Al Kippurim. So when it comes, so how do I know? It says, oh yeah, you know, how do I know that Osho here means the money and not the carbon? Because the post.
Maybe it's not sale.
It's not sale. It's not sale, it's a ram. Kishu'emer milvad el akipurim. The pasuk then continues, aside from the ram of the korban, havayemer osham zekaren. So if the osham is aside from the osham must not be the ram, and therefore the osham must be the money. That's brisa number one. Brisa number two, tanya idach, another brisa. Osham zekaren, same thing. The osham is the principal, amushom zechaymesh. Oy eina yela osham zechaymesh. So the first brisa said maybe the osham means the korban. This brisa is saying maybe the osham means the fifth. Yeah, maybe it's the fifth. L'mayn afkamina, again, who cares? We know he has to pay the principal and he has to pay the fifth penalty. So what's the difference which word means what? So he says, l'afukim imasnisin. It will tell you that we're arguing with the Mishnah. With our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says that t'na not nas akem, not nas akhemish. If he gave the principal and he didn't give the fifth, ein akhemish ma'akev, then the chemish would not prevent him from being yotze. So if you hold, if the pshat was that the osham meant the fifth, is then you would say adarabah. You would say opposite to our Mishnah. You would say the chemish is ma'akev. Because the osham ha-mushalim is the very first thing that's mentioned is the chemish. If the word osham meant chemish, thank you, then chemish would be ma'akev, and it would be not like our Mishnah. So therefore, the Brisa wants to prove that Osham here means the principle. When it says he should return the Osham, the Chamishisai and the Chaimish, well, if you're giving the Osham and the Chaimish, then obviously the Osham is not the Chaimish, because then it will be saying the Chaimish and the Chaimish, yeah? Havayomer Osham is a Karen, so Osham is the principle. Okay, so that's all good. Next one. Tanya Idach, the next Brisa. Osham Zekaren, again, this Osham is the principal, Amushom Zechemish is the fifth penalty, of a Gezel Ager, Akasim Medaber. It's talking about, the Pasuk doesn't say Mefirish that I'm talking about the case where someone stole something from a convert. It just says, if a person steals, he's got to return it, and if there's no one to return it to, give it to a Kohen. We worked out who is it that has no one to return. Who is there that there's no one to return it to? It must be a gear.
There's an awful lot of discussion in Gemara about this pretty obscure case of the Gezel Ager.
Maybe it was. That's the way Gemara works. Maybe it was more common then. The Gezel Ager, Akasa Medaba, the Torah was talking about what someone stole from a convert. Oy Einoy, so the Gemara says, how do I know that's the pshat? Maybe Ella Hamushav Zekefil. Maybe it's not talking about swearing falsely on a stealing situation altogether. Maybe it's talking about Kefil. Maybe it's talking about when he stole from a ger. Gneva, not Gzela. Not Gzela, which means open robbery. And then the issue is where he swore falsely. But here it's about Gneva. Gneva means you sneakily stole something. So then the Ganef has to pay Kefil. What did they do with swearing? A Ganef who steals and is caught has to pay Kefil, yeah? So maybe it's talking here about Kefil. Or the Gneva Sagera Kostum Adab. It's not talking about Gzela. And the issue is the Keren V'chemish V'asham. The issue here is, maybe here it's talking about Gneva. And the issue here is Kefil. So how do I know that? Says the Braisek, it's talking about returning the Asham and the fifth. So it's not talking about Kefil. It's talking about money which is paid as a principal plus a fifth penalty. That means the Asham Amushav, when you're then saying add on a fifth, that means the first bit is the principal, and then you add on a fifth. If it was talking about Kefil, then you wouldn't be talking about the original plus a fifth. You'd have to be talking about double. So therefore, that proves it's not talking about Kefil. Okay, those are the three brises. Now the Gemara goes back a second to talk about Rava. Gufa. On my Rava, we mentioned there in passing, that Rava said, Gezel HaGer Shechzira Belayla, if he returned the Gezel HaGer at nighttime, Lo Yotza. It's no good, because it's compared to a korban osram. Hechziru lechatzoin, if he gave it back in half at a time, is also lo yotza. My timer, because osram kaya rachmana, because it's called the korban osram. So that's exactly the same as what we said before. But what's the gufa? V'omar Rava, Rava said, continuing in the same vein, gezel hager she'ein b'shava pruta. Let's say that what he stole was worth less than a pruta. Sorry, I didn't say good. Ein b'shava pruta lechol koyin v'koyin. If it's not a Shava Pruta altogether, then they talk about. Because when you steal something that's worth less than a Pruta, then it's as if you didn't steal. But here we're talking about, he has to give it back to the Koyanim of that roster. Yeah? So therefore, in order to be considered returning, he's got to divide it up amongst all the Koyanim in the roster. Yeah, that's what's supposed to happen. A Chalik for every Koyan. So therefore, there has to be enough money that each Koyan should get a Pruta. Otherwise, it's not considered a returning. A Hashava has to be worth at least a puta. Otherwise, you haven't returned anything. If you give each koyan a cent, and a cent is not worth anything, then you haven't given anything to anybody.
So how many people were there? 24?
No, 24, 1/24th of the population of koyanim. Be thousands, I guess.
There's a limit to how many jobs they can do.
Yeah, but they're in the mishmar. Unless they didn't turn up for work. They called in sick.
That's also frequent.
If they called in sick, it'll be a fair amount of money, yeah. That if there isn't, if he didn't give a pruta to every koyin in the mishmar, la yotze dechevasai, he has not fulfilled his obligation.
Only a small amount.
Teach you a lesson. Don't steal from converts. If you're going to steal, at least steal it from a person who's not a convert.
My discrimination against the Jews again.
Again. My timer, why is it so? It has to be returned. It has to be a substantial return. Actually, hey, Hashava, there has to be a returned, significant return. The Chol Koyin, the Koyin to every single Koyin. Boy, Rava, next question. What about if the amount that he's giving back is aimed by the Mishmeris Yehayoriv? Yehayoriv had more people in the family. So in order to return a pruta to every koyin, you needed a lot of money. So he didn't have enough money to return to every koyin in the family of Yehayoriv. But yesh by turn the page, the mishmeres yedaya. But the next week when yedaya is on shift, there's less people, and he has enough money to give to every koyin of yedaya pruta. Is mahu is what's the din? So the Gemara will tell him what's the din. Hey Chidomi, what's the problem? If he's going to give it to the people of Yedaya in the week of Yedaya, so what's your problem? So he's giving everyone a prot, everyone's happy, go home. So the question is, he rolled up into Yerushalayim, he arrived on Friday morning, and Yehayoriv is still on shift, but he wants to give it to Yedaya because they're cheaper, because there's less of them, yeah? So he goes over to the chief treasurer of Yedaya, and he says, here's the money, give it out to your mates. But it wasn't their week. Their week doesn't start till Sunday. Yeah? is my. What's the story? Me, Amrinon, do we say, Kivin de lav mishmarta hivolei klumo, since he gave it to him and he's not on shift. Therefore, it's a garnished, it's not worth anything, and he's going to start all over again on Sunday. Oy dilmo, or do we say, Kivin de lechazilei, since he didn't have enough money to give to Yehayariv anyhow, it never belonged to Yehayariv shift. It was always mikarali yadaya koi, it was always destined to be given to Yadaya. And Yedaya's shift starts on Sunday, so who cares if I gave it to them on Friday?
If you would have given it to Yoriv, it would be nothing.
It wouldn't be enough. Right, exactly. So it was always going to be given. It's not like it's... Normally you say you have to give your carbon to whoever's on shift. But over here, I can't give it to whoever's on shift. I have to give it to the people who are on shift next week. So what's the problem if I give it to them a couple days early? Maybe. That's the question. Question mark. Is that good? Take cool. We'll have to wait till Yoriv and Yedaya are back to fight it out.
Can't okay. Just wait till the next week and then just give it that.
He could have, but he didn't.
He was in such a rush to get his kapara. He wants to be mechaper for his.
You need carbon ashram advisors.
He was. Maybe he wanted to.
The tourist guides in your salon.
Maybe he wanted to get drunk on for bringing on Shabbos, and he thought he'd have a hangover Sunday morning. Yeah, he wants to get out of the way now. Maybe he didn't want his money to get stolen between Friday and Sunday from the Bedouins. Anyhow, boy Rava. Rava asked the question. Can they swap? So the Koyanim are not supposed to swap. You take this chaz of a sheik and I'll take that chaz of a sheik. What happens is when someone brings a carbon in the shift, every Koyan of that shift gets a chelik in every carbon that's in that shift. Yeah, it's not like, you can have that one and I'll have this one. They can't do that. Yeah. So what about, so that's with carbonis. What about gezel hager? Can they say, you take, there, here comes that gun, if there goes the other gun, if you take his money, I'll take him.
Meat slicing machines to make really thin slices. Somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
How much of every coin
it must have been a fun situation there. What did David Gutney called it? The glorified abattoir. Is me, Amrinon. Do we say, Osham Kaya Rachmana, that the Gezel Ager is called with the name Osham? And therefore, Ma Osham, Ein Chalkin Osham, Kineged Osham, just like by carbonis. When it's a carbon Osham, they're not allowed to like swap one for the other. Each one has a chelik in all of them. If Av Gezel Ager and Chelk and Gezel Ager, Kenega Gezel Ager. So the same thing would apply because it's an Osham. Oidilma Gezel Ager, Mamainahu. Or is it just money? And money, when I say you take that $100 and I'll take this $100, what's the difference if we take the first $100 and split it in half, or we take the other $100? It's just cash. So what's the difference? Like, it's the
same thing.
There's not much logic in saying that you can't swap that 100 for this 100. It's the same thing. So that was the question. Is Hada Poshta? Then he answered it. Bad luck. Ashram Kai Rachmana. Even though it doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's Torah calls it an Ashram. You've got to give it all the rules of an Ashram. Ravacha Bre, the Rava Master Labahedja, he says it not as a question, but as a statement. Oh, my Rava. Koyanim Ein Chokin Gezlagir, Kenega Gezlagir. They're not allowed to swap. You take this one, I'll take that one. My time, Ashram Kai Rachmana, because the Torah calls it an Ashram. Okay, next question. Boy Rava. Koyanim beGezel Ager. When the Koyanim are receiving the money from the Gezel Ager, is Yorshin Havu or Mekalim Atonis Havu? Do they have a din of inheritors that they're standing in? If this guy would not be a Ger, he'd have inheritors. They would get the money, and therefore the Koyanim are like inheriting on behalf of the non-existent inheritors. Or do they have a din of that it's a gift? God gave it as a matnas kahuna, therefore they're receiving it as a gift. Who cares? They get the money anyway. What do they care if they're inheriting the money or getting it as a gift? As the manaf kemina, what's the difference? Kegoyin, the difference will be, kegoyin to gozal chometz, rebel of a Pesach. He stole chometz, and then Pesach passed by, so that chometz that he kept over Pesach is now osir bahana. Yeah? So what is he going to do with that chometz at the end of Pesach when it comes to returning the stolen chometz? Yeah? Is Iomar to Yorshin Havu, if they're inheriting it. So what would happen if the father had, if a father had Chometz Shavu Lava Pesach and then he died, so the kids, Yarshin Chometz Shavu Lava Pesach, that's life, yeah? It's Hareshel Chalef Anecha, as they say. It's bad luck for you. That's what what's the opposite of the inheritor? The bequeather, that's what he bequeathed, so that's what you've got. But but if it's a gift, you've got to give them a gift. You're not giving them anything if you hand back the actual piece of bread. The afra bi'almahu. Yeah, like we said, the bread is afra. But afra the alma. So you have to give him cash in lieu of the chametz. is that was a question that Rava asked. Rav Zeira boy Hachi, Rav Zeira asked a question slightly different. That afilu emtim tzaleirim akavim matana havo, even if you'll say for some reason that they're getting a gift, because it's matnas kahuna. But lo you boy long, we still wouldn't say that, we still wouldn't have a question about chametz. Dahi matana marachmana d'neisavuhu. Because the Torah told you, given what is the gift, the Torah prescribes that what's the gift. The gift is the chametz, so you get it. So you would still say Hareshah Cholah Fanecha, even though it's a gift. The Torah gave you a gift of something that you can't use. Well, that's life. Ella, often we get gifts that we don't use. Ella, ki kami boil on Ziri, Rav Zeira says the question would be, kigoyin shenafu lo esa behemis because of lagir. Let's say there were so many gazlonim who stole from Gerim, and they each one returned a behemoth. So now you're a Kohen, and you've got 10 behemoths that all came from returning of stolen from a convert. Is mechayvil afrushim minayim meiser eloi? Do they have to return to take meiser behemoth out of those 10 animals or not? Do we say yorshin havu if they're like inheritors? The Omar Ma, we learned that Kondabatvisus of Bayas Chayovin, when the inheritors, if they bought animals as an estate before they had split up the estate, so it's one entity, then they have to take Maisa Behema from it. Oy Dilma Makadamatonasava, or if they're receiving it as a gift, but now we learned in the Mishnah, Halakeach Vanitlay Maton, if you buy animals or you get animals as a gift, Potter Maisa Behema, they don't take Maisa. If you bought 10 animals, you don't take Maisa Behema from it. It's Maisa. So what's the deal here? Are they Chayav and Maisa or not? Is Toshima Esim Barba Matonis Kahuna Nitin Liar and Ilvonov, that the Mishnah says there are 24 Matnas Kahuna. V'chulan Nitnu Bechalu Prat Chlal Ubris Melech. All of them were given with a very strong way of giving a gift, starting with the klal in the pasuk that here are all the things I'm giving you, and then the prat is all the details, and then the klal of here I gave you all these things, and at the end it says it's a bris melach, it's a covenant of salt, which is salt. Salt is a strong thing for a covenant because salt cannot be destroyed. Yeah. It's called a Mekayim, and therefore everyone who fulfills these 24 Matnas Kahuna, Ke'ilu Mekayim, Klala Prata, Klala Bris Melach, he gets all of these, he has fulfilled all of these things, the rules and the details of the Bris Melach. Klala Over Alayim, Ke'ilu Over Al Klala Prata, Klala Bris Melach, if he transgresses, he transgressed all that stuff. But here's the punchline, Elohein, these are the 24, Eser B'Migdosh, 10 in the Beis HaMigdosh, Talib B'Shalayim, and Eser B'Gvulim, 10 outside the Beis HaMigdosh. Eser B'Migdosh, what are the 10 in the Migdosh? A Chatos Behema, that they get to eat the meat of the Chatos, of a bird, these are all different kabbalas. The public shlamim, which is brought on Shavuos, the kifsei atzeres, the light shem and shomet tzeder. When the tzeder purifies himself, he brings a jug of oil, and the kohen gets to keep it. The leftover after you took the kohenets from the carbon omer, which is born on Pesach, the kohen gets to eat the leftovers. Ushtei halechem, similarly from the shtei halechem, which is born on Shavuos, the lechem aponim, the kohen eat the lechem aponim, which was sitting on the shulchan for a whole week, and they eat it at the end. Ushirim menachas, and every carbon mincha after the kohenets is taken and put on the mizbeach, the rest of the flour offering goes to the kohen. The arba b'Yerushalayim, and there's four in Jerusalem. Habachera, which is a bechair, because kachin kalim is eaten in the whole city. The habikurim, the bikurim, which is the first fruit, which we're reading about in today's chumash, you have to bring to the kohen. So that's also in Yerushalayim. Hamurim min hatoyda ve'el nazir, the leftovers. That means the chazav v'shoik that comes out of the kachin kalim, that for the toyda ve'el nazir. Va'eris kachin, and the skins of the kachin. So they're all in Yerushalayim, but not in the Beis HaMikdash. We have Sarah Bigvulim, and then there's 10 outside of Yerushalayim altogether, which is Truma, Truma's Meister. After the Levi gets Meister, he has to take Truma out of it. The Chalav we take when you make dough. The Rashi gaze, the first shearings from the sheep. The Hamatonis, which is the parts of the animal, the Zroya, the Chayayim, and Keva, they're just called Matonis, that you have to give to the Goyen. Or Pidyon HaBen, when you redeem the firstborn son. Pidyon Petach Hamor, when my Rabbi redeems the first of the... the firstborn, we have not yet. The Stei Achuza, which we learned about yesterday, and the Stei Charamim, when someone donates a field to the Kohenim. The Gezel Hagir is the very last one. But it's one of the, what is it the last one of? The Matonis Kohuna, the gifts. It's Havagakari, Miha Matonis, it's called a gift. Shmami no Mekali Matonis Havu. So from that we learn that that's called Matonis, and therefore they do not have to take Meiser Behema. Shmami no, that is the Raya. I guess we have to stop here.